Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. The difference is clear. If there's a difference to something, then it must be clear. The difference is different from what it replaced. Difference occurs because something happened. I am legally authorized to perform weddings. In fact, I will be officiating a wedding this weekend. At this moment, if either of them who are going to be married was completing a government form and they came to the question of marital status, they would each check the box single. After the wedding, after the honeymoon, they are back home and they are presented with a government form and they have to answer the question of their marital status. Then they would each check the box married. What caused the difference? They got married in a ceremony performed by someone authorized to perform such a ceremony. Let us talk about you and me, children of God. I am going to continue this conversation because it is my hope that it will make a difference in you, a clear difference. Let us start with two quotations written by one of Jesus' disciples. Number one. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. John 20 verses 30 and 31. The second one, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John 5 and verse 12. Life is the opposite of death. If something is dead, it means it has no life. John says that he wrote what we know as the Gospel of John so that anyone who reads it will discover something important. What is that? That Jesus, the one who performed a bunch of miracles in various places, the one who was sent by God into the world, the one who was crucified and was buried but came back from the dead alive, this Jesus is the Messiah. And you might ask, who is a Messiah? A Messiah is someone who is chosen and anointed to deliver people. In the case of Jesus, he was chosen and anointed by God the Father to deliver humans, you and me and every human that makes themselves available, to deliver us from condemnation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. The Messiah is one who makes a difference. A major difference, a full and complete difference in the lives of those who believe in him. John is saying that Jesus is that person. Jesus is the real Messiah. And this is such a cool point that John makes. If you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is chosen and anointed by God, then you will be certified to have life. Don't miss that point. John said it on another occasion, if you have Jesus, the Son of God, you have life. Okay, John. He also said something else. If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life. Are you with me? Mr. John, how did you come to that conclusion? John hung out with Jesus for 3 years. John saw Jesus did some amazing things that we now call miracles. Here are some of the amazing things that John witnessed for himself. He was there when Jesus turned water into wine. Huh? If you read John's eyewitness account of the event, you would notice that he gives you all the details of what happened. They had run out of wine at a wedding celebration, and Jesus told the people to get a whole lot of water. Jesus did not put chemicals into the water to make it wine. Jesus did not get a bunch of grapes and pass them through the microwave oven to get wine. Jesus performed a miracle, something that cannot be explained. John was there when Jesus stood outside the grave of a man who had been dead for 4 days, locked away in a sealed tomb, and John heard Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." Guess what? The dead man came out. Serious. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. John 11 verses 43 and 44. But John also heard Jesus teach. And on one occasion he heard Jesus say, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the full." John 10 and verse 10. On another occasion, John heard Jesus say something about himself that was truly profound. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14 and verse 6. John was a witness to things that Jesus did that could only have been done by the Messiah, someone who was sent to deliver people from death. John heard Jesus speak of his purpose for being sent by God and that he was the Messiah who gives life. John was more than qualified to make the statements that we quoted earlier, that if someone believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, they will have life. What is all of this about, Clyde? I have been waiting for you to ask that question. Jesus is the only one who can make a difference in your life. Jesus takes away your status of dead. Jesus is the only one who can prevent you from perishing eternally. And he not only saves you, but he gives you eternal life. That is the difference that Jesus makes in someone's life. That is the difference that Jesus offers. If you do not have Jesus, you do not have life. That means that you are dead. If you have Jesus, if you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the one sent from God and sent by God, then you have life. I wish I had time to elaborate on that, but let me just share some of the features of the difference that Jesus makes as we come to a close. 1. Jesus makes you into a child of God when you believe on him. Jesus cancels your future that was a certainty that you would perish in hell. 3. Jesus brings you out of a life of darkness, meaning a life of sinfulness, into amazing life, a life that is totally transformed. And 4, Jesus guarantees that you will live with him in heaven forever. I want to close by quoting from Jesus something that John heard for himself. Jesus said that if you have eternal life, you are in the world but not of the world. If you are a child of God, you are different, totally and completely different from those who do not have the life of Christ. Here is the whole reason for today's conversation. If you are a child of God, Jesus has made a difference in your life. Let that difference be clearly seen.